Tape script 11.3. 1.
I think the most unusual and interesting place that I visited is a place called the Salar de Uyuni, which is in the south of Bolivia. And it is an enormous salt plain. And when we went there, we had to drive out of the nearest town and then drive for 2 days. Without electricity or running water, those kinds of things. It's about 5,000 metres above sea level most of the time, and most of it is almost completely white because it's covered in salt. But because of the mineral content, every now and again you get these incredible, strangely coloured lakes, like bright red and bright green lakes, and chocolate caramel-covered mountains and things like that. I've got photos that, when I look at them, they look like they're trick photography of some sort, because all the colours are so strange, but that's exactly how I remember it.
2.
I went to Sydney last year in November. I went on a little four-day tour, and one of the places I stopped at was a little place called Nundle, and there's a sheep station. And it was just out in the sticks, and they had a disco at night, and you had the volume whacked up full because there's no one, no neighbours in so many miles. I just remember dancing at the end of the night because the toilets were outside, so I was brushing my teeth, dancing away to the music that's still going on under the stars, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It was really good. Really enjoyed that.
3.
I think the place that felt most sort of remote from normal life was Iceland, where I went last year, actually on a bicycling trip, which was incredibly empty. I mean, really strange landscapes with lots of glaciers and volcanoes and strange volcanic smells, and almost no people and constant very high wind, and it really felt like the end of the world.
4.
I once visited a place called Moose Factory, which is a tiny island community in the middle of the Moose River in Canada. When the river freezes in the winter, you can drive a car or a truck across the ice to get to the island. But in the spring and autumn, when the ice is thin, the only way to enter or leave the island is by plane. And of course, in summer, the people travel across the river by boat.
5.
The most far-flung or unusual place that I visited is probably I went to in Colombia, in the Sierra Nevada mountains. I went to a place called the Lost City, La Ciudad Perdida, and it was a 3-day hike into the jungle in the tropical rainforest, and then a long hike up a basically kind of a hill, and then into this village, which was buried in the jungle up until about 50 years ago, when treasure hunters were out looking for it. It was consumed by the jungle, kind of like an Incan thing. It was a different tribe, but it had all these beautiful rock terraces, and it was an amazing trip. It was good. It was very kind of Indiana Jones.
6.
Right, the weirdest place that I've ever visited has to be underwater in Sardinia, because I'd never actually snorkeled before. So I put on the mask, looked below, and realised that we only really live on half of the planet. And I just could not believe what I saw. I just felt really small. I was completely out of my depth in every sense. And it kind of put me in my place in a way, because it wasn't man's world. And I was shocked. I was terrified, actually.